Good morning, Celeste Headley here. I'm joined by our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick, this morning. Let's get right to the leading stories at 47 minutes after the hour. Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi says he will not step down. Today, he's ramping up the use of force against protesters in Tripoli. Forces loyal to Gaddafi reportedly have opened fire in the streets as jeeps full of armed troops roam the city. Joining us now live from just outside the Libyan border is the New York Times' David Kirkpatrick. David, can you tell us, I assume we've been hearing reports that people are fleeing Libya at this point. Have you spoken with any of them, and have they told you what's happening in Tripoli?
I can't hear you superbly, but the situation coming over the border is quite hectic. Libyans are having a tough time getting out of the country, but Tunisians are streaming through, and they're telling some quite horrifying stories of the violence in Tripoli over the last few days. You know, armed mercenaries from other parts of Africa riding around in pickup trucks, shooting people apparently at random. The latest news is, I mean, the broader picture is that Gaddafi has basically given up control of the eastern part of the country and appears to be applying a kind of a civil war strategy where he will rally some of the forces still loyal to him. There have been defections of the army in the east. So he'll rally some of the armed forces still loyal to him, mercenaries from abroad, tribal elements still local to him, members of his own tribe, which are in the sort of center of the country, rally them to his side and have a kind of civil war against his opponents in the east. The latest news today, when I'm hearing people coming over the border, is that they're now fighting here in the northwest. Not as much as there was in the east, but in the last two nights there were clashes in some of the big cities around a major archaeological site here in the northwest along the road from the border to Tripoli.
And do you get a sense of what if the protesters, the opposition, has specific demands for Gaddafi or specific plans on what to do should he ever leave?
Well, the main thing is they're tired of Gaddafi. And frankly, from listening to his speech the other night, you could sort of see why. I mean, it was rambling, it was incoherent, it bore little relation to reality, and it was frankly megalomaniacal. Vintage Gaddafi. So I think this is a country that has lost patience with their strongman.
And they, at this point, simply want him out of office. We'll have to leave it there. That is David Kirkpatrick of the New York Times joining us, speaking to us live from just outside the Libyan border. Thank you so much. This is The Takeaway. You can reach us with anything you have to say at thetakeaway.org or follow us on Twitter at The Takeaway.